Each month, we take a trip up the Gibb River Road to Coobungurry, Mount Barnett community, to hear what's been happening in the world of 10-year-old Will O'Brien. Will and his family only moved there this year from a country town east of Perth, so it is an eye-opening experience for Will. Hello there, Will.
Hey, Vanessa.
Now, did you feel the earthquake yesterday morning? You would have been at school.
No, I didn't feel that yesterday.
Well, that is at least something. Now, you were recently driving home from Derby with your dad. Something happened to the car. What was it?
Well, we were about 5 k's close to over the range tire repair and replacement. And we stopped, and I didn't know what happened. I thought we stalled or something, but Dad told me to get out, and I saw that our whole tire had shredded.
Oh, wow. What did that look like?
So it's sort of like in the middle of the tyre, in the actual
wall. You still there, Will?
Yep.
Oh, good. So the tyre was shredded?
Yes. So it's sort of like a big crack through the whole rim of the tyre.
Were you worried at all about how you both were going to fix something like that in a remote area?
Well, I knew worst comes to worst, we'd walk down to the tire place, but I thought that's what we were going to do because I didn't know where the spare wheel was. I didn't think Dad had one until I realised it was under the car.
A sneaky hiding spot. So did you help your dad change the tyre?
Yeah, bits of it. I helped a bit trying to get it out from under the car. And I also helped him get it back on there, on the other one.
Good on you. Well, that would have been a little bit worrying at first, but a huge relief to have it all fixed and back on the road again.
It was pretty funny watching Dad trying to put the tyre back on.
Did he know what he was doing, Will?
I think it's his first tyre, and it's his first tyre on the Gibb, so...
Well, at least he fixed it. You're home safe and sound. And I believe that not long after, you had a very special musical treat for you.
Yeah, well, later that night, Mum and Dad told me that we were going to Manning Gorge, the swimming hole. And we went down and there was... Brad, the piano man, was singing down there near the Boab.
You had a piano man at Manning Gorge?
Yeah, Brad, the piano man.
That sounds beautiful. Can you describe what this was all like?
It was really cool. There were over 100 people there, and everyone had set up camp chairs and stuff, and there was a big bonfire, and it was really cool. He sung a bit of Elton John, Billy Joel, and the Eagles. I don't know who the Eagles are.
Oh, they're a band that maybe your mum and dad really like. So did you enjoy being out there under the stars with this bush concert?
Yeah. It was really cool. I really liked it. There were some good songs that I actually knew.
What a beautiful experience. And was it cold?
It was cold. Especially when I, but not when I ran around to go see my friends and play Tracy with them.
Was that your first outdoor concert, or when you lived near Perth, did you experience similar events under the stars in the bush?
Not necessarily in the bush, but I've been to a fair amount of concerts in York, in my old town. But I don't think...
Your first beside a big baobab tree, though, for sure.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm speaking to 10-year-old Will. He lives at Coobangarry, in the middle of the Gibb River Road, about halfway between Derby and Wyndham. And each month we hear a little bit about what life is like for Will in the outback. He also has a little blog of the same name. Will, you were able to visit Bell Gorge recently. What did you think?
Well, the camp was cool, but I was a bit confused at some point, because it looks like we were driving straight into Bell Gorge rather than stay the night when we went.
Yeah.
But Dad got to try out his new camper trailer, and Nana and Granddad were there as well, and that was cool because we got to show them all the cool stuff out in the country.
Oh, lovely. Nice to have a camper trailer, a little bit of luxury. What was the walk into the gorge itself like for you and your family?
Well, it was a fairly long track for like a couple of k's, and the track follows a creek bed, so we're always pretty close to the water. And it was mainly hard to get down there and up there, but yeah, it was good.
When you got there, what did you think of the gorge?
The water was cold. I accidentally slipped. I was sitting in the water and I accidentally slipped down, slipped right into the water.
Yeah, that would have been a shock. Was there much water going over the falls?
There was a fair amount, but not... It was probably one of the biggest we've seen.
And it is a beautiful place, isn't it? Carry on.
Yeah, and we swam over to the falls and I ended up getting flies in my face because there are so many around the actual waterfall, but...
But you had a great time by the sounds of it.
Yeah, it was fun. The actual walk was really fun.
It's worth the walk, isn't it?
That water was pretty cool.
Will, thank you for telling us a little bit about what's been happening in your world over the past few weeks. I know you have to get ready for school now, so thank you.
But I really like these.
Good. We'll chat again next month, Will. Bye.
Yeah, I'll see you then.
Bye. Young Will in the outback, Will O'Brien. He's only 10 years old. A little bit of a delay on the phone there because, well, it's got to go up to a satellite and down again. Will in the outback has also got a blog of the same name, and he's posting little photos and diary entries of this brand new life that he's experiencing. He and his family only moved to the Kimberley a little bit earlier this year, and they're at Coobangarry on the Gibb River Road, Mount Barnett, and each month catching up with Will to find out what's been happening for Will in the outback.